Adams head coach Chad Johnston. Well, coach, a 67-49 victory. We were kind of joking right before you came on. It wasn't necessarily the prettiest win, but when you're in sectionals, all that matters is that it says W at the end, huh?
Yes, it wasn't pretty. But at this stage of the game, just like anything else, just survive in advance. That's kind of what our motto has been the last two games. And it was kind of tough to get the kids going. And yes, they should be motivated already. Just because they had a chance to play for a sectional championship. But we were kind of going through the motions the first half, and it was kind of disappointing. Disappointed with our effort.
Well, and I mean, they're high school kids. You've been around them forever. And I mean, this is it's a Clay team. You obviously beat by 40-some points the first time you played, and they've got a lot of players out. So I imagine that kind of got in their heads a little bit.
And it doesn't matter how long you talked about it the last 2 days. It doesn't matter. I mean, we addressed it 2 or 3 times. But like you said, most of my kids are 14, 15-year-old kids, with the exception of my 2 seniors. And it's hard to get those guys to think you have to play the same way all the time. Juniors and seniors normally do it, but sometimes with the sophomores, they're not always in tune.
One thing that your team does exceptionally well is offensive rebound. I mean, we saw, I think it was 20-plus the other night against Mishawaka, and I know the number was high again tonight. Do you remember it, Vince, off the top of it? Well, anyway, it was high again. Sure. Why do you think your team is so good at that?
That's something we practice. I got drills from, I went to Michigan State the last couple of years, take the team there. I'm a big Tom Izzo fan, and that's kind of a lot of drills that we do in practice. Tries to carry that over. There's a lot of different drills to just go after rebounds. A lot of it's just effort, like the old Dennis Rodman. He always really worked on just getting rebounds, but it's got to be an attitude you develop in practice that hopefully carries over to the game. But yes, thank you for the compliment.
Now, I mean, watching this game out here, what are some of your thoughts watching Penn and LaPorte in the first half?
It's a lot more fast-paced than ours was.
Yeah, it was. a few less fouls called, too.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. But no, they're both really good teams. Obviously, we've seen and played both of them. But I think our guys will be ready tomorrow. I really do. Hopefully, can give a good game. And I think being prepared for either of these teams, which I'm going to do after I leave here, is really important. Tomorrow we're going to get together in the morning and get our strategy and game plan ready for who we're going to play. But just an exciting time for these kids. A lot of kids haven't been here before. Heck, a lot of these kids were playing JV last year.
Right.
And had no clue about what this was about. But they played in AAU games and things of that nature. But there's nothing like Indiana basketball, and it's really something special.
Well, and I mean, you're going to see a gym full probably, you know, tomorrow night. When you come out here, there's going to be a lot of people, and I imagine that energy. Yeah. We're going to see a little bit different level than we saw today.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but I think our kids will rise to the occasion. I really do. They don't care how many people in the stands. They've been in enough games over the course of this year to not hopefully be that nervous. They just want to play, and I think we'll play at a different level tomorrow.
Ben Foster kind of went down awkwardly over there into the bleachers. How's he doing?
He's doing fine. He kind of hit his tailbone a little bit, but he got back in there. But he told me he feels good. I asked him a little bit of work.
All right, Chad Johnson, the Adams head coach. Congratulations again. We'll see you out here tomorrow night.
All right, thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks, Coach. The head coach of the Adams Eagles, Chad Johnson, his team winning earlier tonight, 67-49 over Clay.